Yep.
Let's guess.
I'm getting paid for work.
Oh, good. Well, you should, yeah. It wasn't true.
One of these days I'll have a call.
Okay, looks like we have four board members present. Pat is absent. Would anybody like to adopt the agenda?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Any opposed? Okay, public comments for non-agenda items. First thing I'd like to say, the reason Pat's not here is she lost her son, and so she is in Arizona right now. And I just want to make sure everybody knows of that and the unfortunate. I know how that works. I've been there, done that. So, but anyway, that's why she's not here today.
I'd like to know whether you got the items requested.
I don't know what items that is, but that would not be part of public comments, but I'll be happy to discuss whatever items you're missing.
Well, I emailed them to you, but that's okay.
Okay, any other public comments? Okay, approved minutes from regular meeting of July 13, 2019. Would anybody like them read, or would somebody like to make a motion to approve them?
I've read them, and I would make a motion to approve them.
Anybody want a second?
I was just going to second them because I write them, so. I'll second.
Any opposed? Okay, minutes are approved. Reports of officers and directors. I took all you.
My packet. Better keep one for me so I know what I'm talking about.
Oh, we didn't pass the packets out.
Yeah, everybody's got one.
Okay, yeah. See, don't bother me.
Okay.
Got to keep my brain going.
I just want to make make the president's report, and I just want to make everybody aware I did receive an email from Carl with a statement, which I have no idea what the statement is for, since we don't need a candidate statement from somebody that's not up for election. I don't know what it is, but everybody's got a copy of it. And there's also a demand to remove me as president for failing to require duties, for failing to execute required duties or whatever, anyway. Unless somebody wants to make a motion of that and have it put on the agenda, there is nothing there either. And then there's also an email from Carl demanding the retraction of insulting and slandering statements I apparently made, which I have no idea what he's talking about.
And original of all
bank statements and check register from 2013, 14, and 15.
Can't have original.
And there's my response to his email is above. You know, I don't know what statements he's discussing. If there's a problem with the July 13 minutes, that should have been addressed right now as we approved them. And July 6 minutes were approved at the last meeting, and Carl was present for that. So if there was an issue with them, it should have been brought up at that time. As to the original of the bank statements, I have no idea what he's demanding. Does he want to have the original bank statements? Because that's not happening. That doesn't happen. And he's already reviewed them and made copies of them. So I asked for an explanation of what it is that he wants, because I don't have a clue.
We also don't have to go back as far as he was asking you
to. For director, yes, we do, unfortunately. Director's entitled to see anything that we have. A member is not, but a director is. But again, he's already got copies of them. So
no, I do. I never got them.
We sat right here and made copies. But if you need copies again, then say so, and I will make arrangements so you can get copies.
14 and 13, I need copies of the check.
You would like to make copies? Because I'm not making copies for you. If you would like to make copies.
That, I know that.
Well, you need to say that. Because again, we've already went through this. You had boxes of stuff here to go through and make copies.
This is not what you're talking about. It's prior when I was president. I need the copies of the bank statement.
That's fine. We'll set up a time and you can make all the copies you would like to make, Carl.
Well, okay, that's all I ask.
Well, and that's why I emailed back and asked. That's why I emailed back and I haven't received a response from you as to what it is you wanted. So.
I don't know. I guess you have problems with seeing me.
I have problems understanding what it is you're asking, yes.
That's exactly right.
Yep. It would help if you were more explanatory. So anyway, that's the extent of the report. As president, the only other thing I could mention is we did get the AT&T phone set up. So do any other officers or directors have anything they would like to report?
No, we got all that information was sent out. We stuffed envelopes and got them all out.
Okay. I'm not aware of any road committee meetings, so I would assume the road committee doesn't have anything to report.
Have you talked to Hugo? Have you talked to Hugo?
Okay, two things. I graded the detour road on Pat's property. The only thing we have left to do on there is to rake the rocks off prior to using it. Hugo from Oscar Concrete I've spoken to him, and the only thing he'll tell me is that he will give me 2 weeks' notice prior to beginning work. We have set up all the signs, made all the plans, and are waiting for dates so that we can post them, notify the people, and get the project going. I don't know what else to do except wait on Oscar and Hugo. So that's about it.
Okay. Now that brings us to discussion and review of monthly financial reports, possible action to approve payments and expenditures. Okay, first thing you have is a list of everything that we are supposed to go over. On the back of that is the first one, the reconciliation statement for the checking account, which is provided. Then there's a reconciliation for the reserve account, which is also provided. And we'll remind everybody, we only get a statement for the reserve account once every 3 months. It's a quarterly statement from the bank. So nothing has changed. And then the next thing is current year operating versus budget, which not a whole lot has changed there as well. There's not much activity because we're at the end of the billing period, so nothing. We've just sent out new bills, but they're not due until November, so there's a few odds and ends trickling in, but very little, and very little going out as well, since we pay most of our bills earlier in the year. So there's not a whole lot to go over on that. It's pretty much the same as it was last month. Which gets us to the bank statement, which again matches up with the reconciliation. Our current balance is $12,124.39 in the checking account. This is as of the end of June, because we get our new statement at the end of July, which doesn't give us time to get it prepared for a board meeting this quickly. So, and I did not bother with a statement for the reserve account since it's the same as last month's, because it's not the end of the quarter yet. Okay. And then that brings us to income and expense statement. So we have a profit and loss. Shows the net income for July minus $496. Again, we don't have anybody paying much in the way of bills. We received a $15 payment for some fees. And we paid for some postage and our insurance. So that's our expenses, which is why expenses exceed income. Then that takes us to the check register, which doesn't show a whole lot because there wasn't a lot. A $15 deposit and a $141 deposit. That gets us to the general ledger, which shows everything as of July 31st, all the transactions for the various accounts. money in, money out. And then there's the accounts receivable aging, which shows all the delinquent assessments, a total of $15,096. And again, a lot of those are years old.
Yeah.
There's very little in the current that are past due. So almost everything is from years ago. And that's it for the financials. Unless anybody has any questions, we can try and answer them. So, I would say we need a motion to approve payments, except there weren't any payments. So, I guess we don't need one.
Well, do we need a motion to just accept the financial report?
No, the requirement is that we review it.
Okay.
Nobody has to approve it, we just have to review it.
Okay, we review it.
The law's intent is to make sure that everybody on the board is aware of our financials, that they're aware of where the money's going and where it's coming from. Okay, well, that gets us to discussion and possible action to approve ballot for the annual election, and other action as may be necessary to carry out the annual meeting of members. I did provide an updated draft of the ballot. I did change a little bit of language on the back as I was going through the requirements in the Sterling Davis for the ballot envelopes. In addition to what we had before, which was clearly print and sign your name, you also have to print your mailing address and your lot number, according to Sterling Davis. So I added in lines. I've got an example here of what the ballot envelopes will look like. We've got one that just says ballot enclosed, the small one for the ballot to be placed in. Then it gets placed in the larger return envelope, which is pre-addressed and has lines with instructions for printing name, signature, mailing address, city, state, zip, and lot numbers. So that is what we will send out, and as best as I can tell, that's what's required from Sterling Davis. And it would appear that we have no nominations, so I'm simply leaving the candidates boxes with lines if anybody wants to do write-ins. The one we did receive a nomination, but it was rescinded, so nobody wants to run for our board. And I've already contacted our attorney to find out what exactly we should do in that case. So I told him I would get with him next week with an update after our board meeting and let him give us his suggestions on that. But as far as I know, directors serve until they're replaced, and if nobody runs, then they aren't replaced, so they will stay.
You didn't get the one from Reedsy?
Yes, I did. And because it came not from him directly, I sent him an email asking him to confirm that all the information was correct and that his candidate statement was as he wanted it printed. His response to me was that he wanted to rescind his nomination.
Oh, okay.
So that's exactly what we did.
Well, you did what you had to.
That's exactly what I did.
And of course, you rejected my demand for a recall.
Your demand for a recall is not a proper demand for a recall.
Okay, well, that was a given.
If you want a recall, there are two ways to do one. One is a board motion, which takes a second, and then it has to be approved by the board to put it on the agenda. The other way, you know, and I told you this last time that you could look it up, but apparently you didn't want to look it up. The other way is a petition of 5% of the members for a special meeting, and then you can bring that up at a special meeting. So those are the two ways to do it, Carl. Go ahead.
Are all those written in the bylaws?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, it's the same as it's been for years. Nothing's changed.
No, people need to read the bylaw book.
Yeah. So again, I don't know if we actually need a motion to approve the ballot, because the ballot is what it is, but Mainly, I wanted to make sure the board is aware of what we have on the ballot and what its format is, so everybody's familiar with it. So I'm just going to put that as no action, it's just an information item. Okay, that brings us to number 9, discussion and possible action to purchase storage shed for tools and supplies. And something I would like to bring up on that subject, or close to that subject, we had talked about some of the properties that we probably need to start foreclosure on, if we can find anybody to help us with a foreclosure. And I looked back through them again, and there's 3 lots that actually are reasonably buildable lots that don't have a whole lot of back taxes due on them. They're a few hundred dollars is all they have in back taxes. One of them's on the corner of Stable and, what is that, Sunview there?
Yeah.
Okay, there's one there, there's one over on Fernhill and Horseshoe, and there's another one. Oh, where was that one? Yeah, I don't know if those were back then. They may not be. They may have been sold and paid us off by now. But again, there was another one too. That's on Mayor Court. Some those would actually be good for us to start the foreclosures with because they may be simple. And if we got one of those, then we have a place to put storage. And the, you know, for a future office and for a place to store our stuff as we accumulate more and more.
But none
for a maintenance
of those
yard.
Sound like they'd be easy for somebody coming from Never Never Land to try and find it.
Yeah, they won't be that hard.
No, they're not that hard.
No.
Not for us.
They won't be that difficult. I mean, it's we've only got so many members, so once they learn where it is, they'll
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So they'll find it. But again, those are good ones, I think, for us to look at. We need to start seeing if we can find somebody to do foreclosures. After we get the election done and after we get the annual statement out, then we may have time to start working on that over winter and see if we can do something about starting our foreclosures.
The one on Fernhill and Horseshoe Court, is that just as they make the curve right there?
I think so. Yeah.
That would be a good one.
Yeah, they're from what I remember, they're all pretty much in flat areas.
Yeah.
So they would probably be pretty good. And we got to do something about them anyway, so we might as well, if we got a few of them foreclosed on, we can sell what we can sell and keep one for eventually for a corporate yard.
Yeah.
Place to put all of our stuff. So.
And maybe someday getting a building to.
Mm-hmm. That'd be the advantage too for an office. I mean, we'll have to do a conditional use permit with the county, which shouldn't be any problem at all because it's for the association office. And for an association office, we would be exempt from school fees. We would be exempt from road fees. We would be exempt from park fees because we have no impact on those.
Would we be required to have electricity and water?
Depends on what we call the building. Okay. To start with, if it's storage, no. But the others, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but that's about all I've got to say. Does anybody else have anything on storage shed for tools and supplies?
Just that it's a good idea.
Yeah, we need to start getting something. Okay, so I'll put that as no action. That brings us to 10, discussion and possible action in response to repeated requests by a director to copy, view, and or to view and copy the same records repeatedly. What I'll say at this point, I don't think there's any action that we should take. We can view it as harassment if it is something that continues. Our recourses are limited, though, because the director, by law, has the right to view records at any time with reasonable notice so that we can produce them.
But over and over
but,
and over?
Well, exactly. At that point, it's the law says it's an absolute right. However, case law says that an absolute right is not absolute. Case law has been shown that it can be viewed as harassment and there are legal actions we can take to limit it. So, but at this point in time, Director Schlitt's statement that these are different than the ones he's copied in the past, I will, you know, I will go along with what he says. I have no knowledge one way or the other, so we will simply produce them again so that he can go through them and copy what he would like to copy. So I don't see any action for us to take at this time, but it is something that if it becomes harassing, we can look at legal action to limit it. Unless anybody else has anything, go ahead.
Bill
Carl has. Oh, I'm sorry.
Bill's hand is up too.
If, Carl, you had something to say?
Yeah, well, harassment is a matter of opinion, and all what you do is.
It is until a judge says different, yes.
Okay, you can do it, say anything you want to, you know, I have no recourse. He can slander me and do all kinds of stuff, and I have no recourse unless I want to go to court and sue you for harassment or the whole board for harassment, you know, but I'm going to look into it because I got two sheets of items where I was harassed from the previous board and this board.
And I've got all the letters that you wrote slandering us, so we're even.
You what?
I don't think there has been any slander in the first place, but I think that, you know, we all need to keep this professional.
Right, he accused me of changing legal records. That's slander.
Well, anyhow, enjoy your last year on the board, because it's the last time you're going to be on the board.
Is that a threat, Carl? Because if it is, then maybe we will need to take legal action. You know, you need to stop making threats.
No, it's just a promise.
You're getting close to harassment. We're trying to warn you. You know,
I'm going
to
warn you. I've got more on you guys than you ever would have on me.
Okay. Bill, you had something to say?
Do we have, when we make copies of this paperwork, do we have a record of the copies that we make?
No.
And does the individual acknowledge taking the copies?
No.
It seems like the only way we're going to solve this is to write it down and have somebody acknowledge what they are taking.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's a good idea. Receipt.
And then have him sign it.
Okay. Well, we don't actually need a receipt, but we will make a note of what records are reviewed.
And have him sign it.
No, it doesn't require that. There's nothing in the law that allows for that. We will simply make a note of what records are reviewed for our records so we know.
Just so we don't get it.
Okay. This board has no problem with making copies of a request, of a proper request.
No.
Okay.
No, our records are open. Okay, anything else on item 10? Okay, that brings us to 11, board members' request for future agenda items. Are there any requests for future agenda items? Okay, well, with that, we can have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Doesn't require a second, but does anyone want a second? Anybody opposed? Okay, we're adjourned. Yeah, motion to adjourn is one of the few motions that under Robert's rules doesn't require a second. It only requires a motion. The only thing I would like to interject is that once I get the ballots printed and I get the envelopes and everything printed, I'll let everybody know so we can have a folding and stuffing party.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'll work on those this week, get everything printed up for the election.
There is one item on the road report I forgot. I spoke to Pat, and I'm not sure where the asphalt from the road is going to go. But she gave us permission to use the creek bed running from Sand Canyon to Horseshoe Lane. That property is all on Pat's property, and she approves of us lining the creek bed with the asphalt if that's what we need to do. I also wanted to put some asphalt east of Sand Canyon going up towards Liz's to help with the flow of water. So, like I said, I don't know where the asphalt's going to go, but if we don't, that's where it will go.
Well, thanks for the information. Okay.
Very nice of Pat to give her approval.